Hey, I'm Simon C, and this is the Life Together podcast. So we all have family and friends, and that is the same at Life Church. We are part of a family of churches called Commission, and we also have friends that we interact with, partner with, and enjoy relationship with all across our city and globally too. So this episode is going to dive in a little bit more to some of those relationships. So we're part of the Commission family of churches, and then the wider family of that is called New Frontiers, and we enjoy being part of that family. Like with all family, we're not all the same, but there is something that runs through our DNA that that binds us together. And in the month of May, in all of our Sunday meetings, we're going to be thinking a little bit more about what it means for us to be part of Commission, some of what that actually looks like in our local church, but also beyond us too. One of those is that we're going to be thinking a bit about our leadership conference that is coming up at the end of June. And that is, whilst it's called a leadership conference, it's for anyone in our churches who would like to come along. It's going to be in Winchester, so it's super close for us. And you can find out more details really soon. Recently, I caught up with Kevin Butler, who leads the church in Madrid. So here's some of our conversation, just thinking a little bit about what it means to be part of Commission, what he is up to in Madrid and beyond as he interacts with churches in Kenya and Mongolia and other places. But also, yeah, considering what it would look like for us to be part of the leadership conference. And I would love, again, to just invite you along to be part of that.
Great. So I am here with Kevin in Southampton Station. I should have recorded this while we were in a nice quiet pub, actually, thinking about it now, but there's a bit of atmospheric noise. Yeah, we've been talking a bit about life and leadership. And so do you want to just tell us where you are based briefly, like a 30-second summary of Kevin's life so far?
Oh, 30-second summary. Yeah. There's not much going on. Well, I'm actually based in a place called Segovia, just north of Madrid. So we planted in Madrid. We've been there 15 years, and then the last year we moved to a place called Segovia where we're starting another small group, still running the church in Madrid, and in another place called Las Rojas, which is just outside of Madrid as well.
Yeah, and so you were telling me a bit about how church building, like making disciples in Madrid, is looking less like, hey, come to church, and more like, would you like to read the Bible with me? How does that...
Yeah, I mean, it's just in Spain, it's very difficult to invite people to an evangelical church. Obviously, Catholics have got their own concept of what church should look like. So we've just learned that actually evangelism needs to meet people where they're at, and people are much more open to read the Bible together. And so we've been mobilizing our members to just be confident in opening the Bible and reading the Bible together. They've got a little application that they use, and we've got, I don't know, probably 10, maybe 15 small Bible studies going on with non-Christians. Probably
so
about
good.
30 non-Christians going through the Bible every week.
I love it. It's so encouraging to hear. Because the message is the same and the method changes, right? Which, yeah, it's encouraging. And so part of Commission, and there's a kind of broad family of Commission all around the world. And so you're going to be at the leadership conference.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. In fact, we've got a group coming over. I think there's about 10, 12 of us from Madrid. We've got people coming from Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, Siberia. Serbia.
That's amazing. You must be kind of group coordinator of the most diverse group.
Possibly. Quite possibly.
Exciting. Well, anyone that's from Life Church who's coming or maybe wants to come, we can make sure we come and say hello in various languages.
Definitely. Don't miss it. This is going to be one of the most exciting leadership conferences we've had.
Yeah, not at least because you're speaking at one of them.
Yeah,
so do you want to just give us a little taster?
Yeah, well, a little taster of that. Yeah, Luke chapter 9, disciples talking amongst themselves, who's the greatest?
Yeah.
And that's the passage that I'm on. And it'd be good to find out. I think I've got an idea who it is.
I think I know who the greatest is.
His name's Jesus.
yeah. Spoiler alert. I love that. And honestly, like having... like, having seen your ministry at various places and heard you speaking, but also just, yeah, having lunch, like, I love the way you're leading, and it's genuinely a, such an encouragement to me that this really is about losing our lives as we would have it, yeah, to pick, yeah, up the life that Jesus would have, amen, us have. Yeah. Yeah, what feels like the ultimate cost actually leads to the ultimate prize. So,
yeah, it does. Yeah. And it's been great meeting you, Simon. Genuinely, it feels like, you know, when we're walking through life, actually Jesus is about changing lives and transforming lives. And it's just wonderful to meet people who are just genuinely walking, have a deep, real, genuine relationship with him. And he brings his kingdom through those people. It's been great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. Thanks so much for spending the time. Thanks for doing the Life Together podcast.
No worries. See you soon.
So we have family and we have friends. Friends are those who we partner with outside of Life Church, who we agree with, we align with, and we work together in partnership for the gospel. So we've got a few things lined up coming soon. So one of those is a guy called Howard Satterthwaite, who works for an organisation called Open Doors, and they work with the persecuted church around the world. So Howard will be joining us later in May. I'd encourage you to be there for that morning and hear the stories of what it is that he's got to share with us that will inspire us of the faith of those around the world, but also just encourage us in our faith in the UK and the part that we can play in that work. Later this year, we're also going to be having a Compassion Sunday. So Tim Robertson, who works with Compassion in Compassion projects all around the world, he's going to be coming and joining us in November, where, again, we're going to be thinking about how as a church, we can partner with those who are in poverty all around the world and work with them to alleviate that poverty in the name of Jesus. We've also got others who are going to be coming and speaking soon. So in the next couple of months, we've got Terry Virgo, who founded New Frontiers and has spoken in churches all around the world and at various conferences, written fantastic books. And we're also going to be having a pastor called Justin Sweeney, who is from a church in the US of A, in a place called Biddeford in Maine. And their church has seen incredible things happening. They've had hundreds of baptisms in the last few months. So since September last year, they've had somebody baptized every single week, if not multiple people baptized every single week. So God is doing something remarkable among them. And so he's going to be over for the Commission Leadership Conference. And so he's going to be joining us on the Sunday following that as well. So lots of friends, lots of things that God is doing all around our world that we get to partner with and be involved with. So I'd encourage you to continue to play our part, play your part in the life of our family, and make friends beyond too. See you on the next Life Together.